天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。随着圣诞钟声的临近，圣诞节这个系列也进入了尾声，大家透过这个系列的学习都可以来真真正正的认识圣诞节。那今天麦克牧师又会带来哪些信息呢？那就让我们预备心，一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted you joined us today.
很高兴你今天跟我们在这儿相聚。
We are going to conclude the series of messages on the real meaning of Christmas.
今天我们就要结束有关圣诞真正意义这系列的信息。
It is our prayer that God use these messages to bless your life.
我们祈求神使用这些信息让你的生命蒙福。
And I want to begin by asking you a question.
让我先问你一个问题。
I wonder how many of us started this morning by looking in the mirror.
我想知道你们当中有谁一早起来就照镜子的。
Most of us do that as a form of ritual.
相信大部分的人都习惯性呢这么做。
We do it before or during our morning ablutions.
我们都是在早晨梳洗时或之前照镜子。
Why do we look in the mirror?
为什么我们要照镜子呢?
So that we know we look our best before we start the day.
这样就可以确保自己容光焕发才出门。
Why do we want to look our best?
为什么我们要容光焕发呢?
Because we want to present our best to our friends and colleagues.
因为在朋友和同事面前，我们想保持美好的形象。
Because we want to present our best to the world.
因为在整个世界面前，我们都想保持美好的形象。
Because we want to present our best to all who know us and those who don't.
不论在认识或不认识的人面前，我们都想保持美好的形象。
During this Christmas season, I have been talking to you about the meaning of Christmas.
在圣诞节期间，我们一直讨论着圣诞的真正意义。
What does talking about looking in the mirror?To do with Christmas, you might ask.
你可能会问，圣诞节跟照镜子有什么关系呢？
On that very first Christmas day, God presented us with His best self.
在第一个圣诞日，神让我们看见他最美善的一面。
His word became flesh.
他道成肉身。
What would you see if you would look into the mirror that showed us our inner selves?
如果有一面镜子可以反映出我们内在的自我，你会看见什么呢？
Not the mirror that shows us outward appearance.
不是一面只照得出外表的镜子。
I'm talking about mirrors that shows us our strength and our weaknesses.
我说的是可以照出我们长处和短处的镜子。
Mirrors that will show us our nature as it really is.
能显示我们真面目的镜子。
Mirrors that reveal our virtues and our vices.
能显示我们的品德和劣根性的镜子。
Mirrors that reveal the truth about who we are and what we think.
能显示我们的本质和思想的镜子。
Mercifully, perhaps we do not have such a mirror.
也许我们会感到庆幸世上没有这样的镜子。
Yet the Bible said that the word of God should be to us like a mirror.
但圣经说，神的话对我们来说就像一面镜子。
On that first Christmas day,
在第一个圣诞日，
God in Jesus Christ focused such a mirror upon himself.
神借着耶稣基督就把那面镜子聚焦在自己身上。
On that first Christmas day, God was saying the following.
在第一个圣诞日，神这么说
：“In my Son, I am revealing my inner being.
我在我儿子身上显出内在的我。
In my son, I am revealing my character.
我在我儿子身上显出我的性情。
In my son, I am revealing my glory.
我在我儿子身上显出我的荣耀。
In my son, I am revealing my love.
我在我儿子身上显出我的爱。
In my son, I am revealing my majesty.
我在我儿子身上显出我的庄严。
In my son, I am revealing my mercy and grace.
我在我儿子身上显出我的慈爱和恩典。
In my son, I am revealing my justice.
我在我儿子身上显出我的公义。
John said,
约翰说,
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗说,
God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Paul said,
保罗说,
He is the image of the invisible God.
爱子是那不能看见是神的像。
That is the essence of the Christian faith.
这就是基督教信仰的精髓。
And that is why it is the stumbling block to so many people.
但是也成为很多人的绊脚石。
How can God reveal himself in only one and one person alone named Jesus Christ?
神怎么能只在一位名叫耶稣基督的人身上彰显他自己呢?
Some people say God cannot become man.
有些人说神不可能成为人。
Other people say that God is in everyone and everyone is God.
其他人说神在每一个人身上,因此每一个人就是神。
Still others say God is in the trees and in nature and nature is God.
还有其他人说神在树木和大自然当中,因此大自然也就是神。
But God said,
但是神说,
I became human flesh once in the person of my son.
我只一次道成肉身,就在我儿子身上。
I revealed myself in one person and one person alone. His name is Jesus.
我只借着一个人向世人显示我自己,他的名字就是耶稣。
God looked in the mirror and said,
神看着镜子说,
I reflected what I am like supremely in Jesus of Nazareth.
镜子里反映出完全的我,就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
I reflected my image once and for all in him.
在耶稣身上,我一次且永远地显示我的形象。
I manifested myself fully only once in him.
就只在耶稣基督身上,我完全彰显我自己。
God's image was given supernaturally in a virgin's womb.
神的形象超然地借着童贞女感孕。
So he could be fully God and fully man.
这样他全然是神,也全然是人。
He was like all men, but different from all men.
他跟所有人一样,同时又跟所有人不一样。
He felt what you feel.
他感受到你所感受的。
Yet he lived above his feelings.
但他能超越他的感受。
He was tempted like you are tempted.
他也同样受试探,像你一样。
But he never sinned.
但他从不犯罪。
He experienced what you experience.
他经历到你所经历的。
But was always victorious.
但他总能得胜。
Isaiah said 700 years before Christ was born.
在基督诞生700年前,先知以赛亚说,
The virgin will conceive a son. His name is Emmanuel, God with us.
必有童女怀孕生子,给他起名叫以马内利,就是神与我们同在的意思。
John said,
约翰说,
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗说,
God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Most people would be happy to call Jesus a great man.
大部分人都乐意承认耶稣是个伟大的人。
But if we treat Jesus as merely one of other heroes of goodness,
如果我们单单把耶稣看作伟人中的一个,
everyone would be happy with Christianity.
每个人都会对基督教有好感。
But God said,
但是神说,
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
Many people would be very receptive to the Christian message if merely we declared that Jesus was great like the other earthly leaders.
如果我们单单传扬耶稣就像世上其他伟大的领袖一样, 很多人会乐意接纳基督教。
But God said,
但是神说
Jesus is my only begotten son.
耶稣是我独生儿子。
He stands in his uniqueness above all and beyond all men.
他超乎万人之上，他是独一无二的。
Yet he was a real man.
同时他也是有血有肉的人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he existed with the Father before all creation.
他在创世以前已经与父神同在。
In John 8:58, he tells us of his pre-existing power.
在约翰福音八章五十八节，他告诉我们他自古永存的能力。
Before Abraham was, I am.
还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
In John 17:5, he tells us about his pre-existing glory.
在约翰福音十七章第五节，他告诉我们他自古永存的荣耀。
Father, glorify me with the glory with which I had with you before the world was.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
In John 10:30, he tells us of his pre-existing equality with the Father.
在约翰福音十章三十节，他告诉我们，他自古永存与神同等。
I and my Father are one.
我与父原为一。
John 1:3 tells us that through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that was made.
约翰福音一章第三节告诉我们，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Colossians 1:16 tells us,
哥罗西书一章十六节告诉我们，
For in him all things were created in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities, all things were created through him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Can you imagine what that is?
你能想象那是什么意思吗？
God made all of the universe.
神创造宇宙中的一切。
In reality, God made all of the universes as scientists are discovering how vast space really is.
事实上，神创造整个宇宙，科学家不断地发现宇宙实在是大得惊人。
Let me give you some examples.
让我给你举个例子。
A star named Betelgeuse is 880 quadrillion miles away.
有一颗名叫 Betelgeuse 的星，距离我们有八十八万兆里以外。
The light that you see from Betelgeuse tonight left there 150 years ago.
今天晚上你看到的 Betelgeuse 的星光，其实是在一百五十年前发出的光。
And it has been moving at a speed of 186,000 miles a second.
这个光以每秒十八万六千里的速度前进。
It would take a jetliner traveling at the speed of 700 miles an hour 16 million years to get to the North Star.
如果一架以时速700里飞行的喷气式客机，需用上1600万年才能抵达北极星那儿。
The God who made all of these galaxies.
创造所有星系的那位神。
The God who upholds all of these galaxies.
统管所有星系的那位神
is the God who sent his son from heaven to be born of a virgin.
就是差遣独生儿子从天上而来，从童贞女而生的那位神。
Jesus stands alone in his purity and dignity of character.
耶稣纯洁而尊贵的品格，超群绝伦。
Jesus stands alone in his holiness and sinlessness.
耶稣的圣洁和完美无罪，超群绝伦。
Jesus stands alone in impacting humanity for good.
耶稣对人类美善的影响超群绝伦。
Jesus stands alone in the supremacy of his splendor.
耶稣的荣耀尊贵超群绝伦。
It would be ludicrous beyond measure to compare him with any other men of history.
若要把耶稣跟历史上其他人做比较，实在是极其荒谬。
All the great generals of history conquered with power.
历史上所有伟大的将领以权力征服敌人。
Jesus conquered hearts with his love.
耶稣以爱征服人心。
The other great men of history have invaded lands far and wide.
历史上其他的伟人占领广阔的土地。
Jesus invaded whole societies with his light.
耶稣以真光普照整个社会。
Other great men in history have ruled with an iron fist.
历史上其他伟人以铁腕统治。
Jesus ruled hearts by the strength of his compassion.
耶稣以怜悯为怀统治人心。
Other great men of history have changed nations by terror and arms.
历史上其他伟人以恐怖和武力改变国家。
Jesus changed hearts and nations by the sheer force of his compelling love.
耶稣那满有威力、难以抗拒的爱改变国家，扭转人心。
Other great men in history have compelled the allegiance of their subjects through the use of force.
历史上其他伟人以武力迫使人民效忠。
Jesus receives allegiance voluntarily and willingly.
耶稣赢得人们心悦诚服的效忠。
Other great men in history have acted partially and unfairly.
历史上其他伟人处事不公，有所偏袒。
But Jesus is always fair and just.
耶稣永远以公平正直行事。
John said,
约翰说，
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗说，
God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Socrates taught for 40 years.
苏格拉底教学40年。
Plato taught for 50 years.
柏拉图教学50年。
And Aristotle taught for 40 years.
而亚里斯多德则教学40年。
But Jesus only taught for 3 years.
但是耶稣基督只教了3年而已。
Yet the influence of Jesus' 3 years of teaching,
可是耶稣基督3年教学的影响,
infinitely transcends the impact left by the combined 130 years of teaching from these great philosophers in history.
比起这三位哲学大师加起来一共130年的教学，更具深远的影响。
John said,
约翰说,
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗说,
God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Jesus painted no pictures.
耶稣没有画过任何图画。
Yet some of the finest paintings of the world's greatest painters received their inspiration from him.
可是世上有些最杰出画家的最优秀作品是从耶稣那儿得到灵感的。
Jesus wrote no poetry.
耶稣没有写过任何诗篇。
Yet scores of the world's greatest poets were inspired by him.
可是世上有些最伟大诗人的最佳诗词是因耶稣而产生灵感的。
Jesus composed no music.
耶稣没有创作过任何乐章。
Yet many of the world's greatest musicians all reached their highest achievement when they composed and sang in his praise.
可是许多世上最卓越音乐家的精心创作都是颂赞耶稣的乐曲。
John said,
约翰说,
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗说,
God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Not only does the evidence of his divinity scream loud and clear,
不单是他的神性清晰可见,
but also the absoluteness of his sovereignty is indisputable.
他具有绝对的主权也是无可争议的。
He said of his life,
他说到他的生命,
I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it again.
我有权柄舍了我的生命，也有权柄取回来。
No one else ever claimed that.
从来没有人做那样的宣称。
No one ever tried that.
从来没有人那样尝试。
Yet Jesus declared it.
可是耶稣这样宣告。
And he did it.
而且他实行了。
When he willingly died on the cross to pay for the penalty of your sins and mine.
当他甘心地死在十字架上，为你和我的罪付上代价。
He with authority and power dismissed his own spirit.
他带着权柄和能力舍弃自己的生命。
And then on the third day,
然后在第三天
he assumed his spirit once again on resurrection morning.
那天早上他从死里复活。
No one else has ever done that.
从来没有人能做这样的事。
Ever since the time Jesus was incarnate in human flesh,
自从耶稣道成肉身以来
people could not ignore him.
人不能漠视他的存在。
They either submit to him or resist him.
他们要不是顺服他，就是拒绝他。
They either receive the eternal life that he gives or condemn themselves eternally.
要不就得着他赐的永生，或是永远沉沦灭亡。
They either accept his authority or they rebel against him.
他们要不是俯伏在他权柄下，就是叛逆他。
They either crown him sovereign over their lives or run away as spiritual fugitives and die eternally lost.
要不就让他掌管他们的生命，或是做个灵性上的逃犯而永远失丧。
Not only were the claims of his divinity clear,
不但是他的神性清晰可见。
Not only was his absolute sovereignty indisputable,
不但是他绝对的主权无可争议,
but also the power of his forgiveness is unprecedented.
还有他赦罪的力量是空前绝后的。
In Matthew 9:6,
马太福音第九章第六节,
before he cured the paralyzed man,
在耶稣医治那瘫子以前,
Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说,
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪赦了。
No one ever has ever come to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and has not received forgiveness.
从来没有人来到主耶稣基督面前认罪悔改却得不着赦免的。
He alone as the God-man could forgive and save.
只有他既是神又是人才能赦免人的罪并拯救人。
John said,
约翰说,
God's word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗说,
In Jesus, God was manifested in the flesh.
耶稣基督就是神在肉身显现。
Not only is his divinity clear,
不但是他的神性清晰可见。
Not only is his sovereignty absolute,
不但是他绝对的主权无可争议。
Not only is his power of forgiveness unprecedented,
不但是他赦罪的力量空前绝后。
But finally,
最后,
he is the only one who can satisfy our deepest needs.
他是那唯一能满足我们最深需要的。
If you look at nature, it is beautiful and magnificent.
如果你观看大自然，它是多么美丽，令人叹为观止。
But it gives no answer to your faith.
却不能给予信仰的答案。
If you study history, you will find it interesting.
如果你研究历史，觉得津津有味。
Yet confusing and full of contradictions.
同时又感到迷惑并充满矛盾。
But turn to Jesus Christ and you will hear him say to a weary and restless mankind.
但是当你转向耶稣基督，你会听到他对疲倦而烦躁不安的人说，
Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
The reason the Lord Jesus Christ is as relevant today as he was in the day of his earthly life.
今天主耶稣基督和昔日他在世上时同样的和世人息息相关。
Is because he is God's word.
因为他就是神的道。
He is God's final expression.
他就是神最后的彰显。
And God's word can never be outdated or become obsolete.
而且神的话永不会过时，也不会作废。
He is indestructible and indispensable.
他是不朽的，也是不可或缺的。
He is always available and accessible.
他时常在我们身边，我们也可以随时来到他的跟前。
He is the center of history and the fulfillment of all prophecies.
他是历史的中心，也实现了所有先知的预言。
He is the dynamic power of all authority.
他是所有权威的动力。
He is the intrinsic wealth of all spiritual values.
他本身就是所有属灵的财富。
He is the realistic expression of the Godhead.
他是神真确的显示。
He is the image of the invisible God.
他是那肉眼看不见的神的形象。
He is unbounded, unlimited, and unconfined.
他不受任何束缚、限制和拘束。
Isn't that incredible beyond words?
那真是非语言文字所能表达的。
God who has the universe in the palms of his hand
通管整个宇宙的神
wants to befriend you and save you
他要跟你和好并要拯救你
Will you say yes to Jesus?
你会对他说愿意吗
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing
愿神大大的赐福给你下次再见
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，这位超乎万人的主，这位兼具神性与人性的主，甘心地死在十字架上，为了你，我的罪，这是何等大的爱和恩典。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿你我在今年这个节日中，都能够感受到神的爱与恩典，更认识到十字架上那位受苦的主，和三天后复活大能的主。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，祝福大家有一个愉快的圣诞节，我们下次再会。